Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Want a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would sing them, but I know that it's just not it.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. It's Friday night. Sorry, my brain went into overdrive. It's the 9th. It is so hot here, but I'm just going to be grateful that it's hot and everything, because we don't get nice weather, I can barely type in this album tonight because I was trying to get everything ready. Tonight I want to talk about the CMA nominees, and I want to talk about ZH, One Life to Live, Young and the Restless. It's going to be a great night, a great crazy night, because this is my show, actually, so you know when Carly's having a show, it's really going to be crazy, like, you know, not more than usual, and my co-host, unfortunately, Terry, is working tonight, and so, but she might be calling in, I hope so. So, Christy from Liaison Radio is going to be my co-host. And let's not fight tonight. I'm not in the mood to fight. I'm hot. And when I'm hot, you know, I can get very agitated, people. This is, like, you know. There's so much I want to cover. We're on here for an hour and a half. We could go into overtime, you know. But, people, I just want to say the Seattle Seahawks and me are done. Seattle Seahawks, You are dead to me. You are so dead. It's not even funny. Okay, I'm going to bring on Christy first. Hello.
Hey.
It's so hot here, bud. But I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm just going to enjoy it because, you know, we live in a stupid town that is freaking...
Try lifting heavy stuff in the sun.
Oh, you poor baby.
I get so beat up in my job.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, who's that? Well, okay. My thing, okay. People, I love football, but right now, my relationship with Seattle Seahawks and me are over. They got rid of Matt Hasselbeck, and I love Matt Hasselbeck, and I don't care what anyone thinks about Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I like her too. So they killed me by doing this. So I'm going to bring on college, but just so you know, you screw me over, Seattle, and see what happens. I am not going to be nice to you anymore, Seattle, because you did this. You did this without checking with me. I mean, Denise, maybe I will go for the Eagles right now because I'm in a pissed off mode about what they did. Okay, we have Audrey. Yay.
Hi.
Hey.
Is Matt her husband, or is he's
no,
her
that's
brother-in-law.
That's
brother-in-law.
So right. Yeah, but you know, I don't care because they broke my heart. They broke my heart and just twisted it, and therefore they should die. All of them, whoever decided to do this to me, because you know, I know the Seahawks has not been a great football team, but God, do this to me and you kill me, people.
Well, I live outside of D.C., so, and I have Redskins season tickets, but I'm a Giants fan, so go figure that out.
Well, I was happy with the Redskins last year or the year before because they got the old Seattle coach, Jim Throne, yeah, and I loved him. I have met him. I love him. I have loved him, and, you know, it's just, they broke my heart. Okay, I'm going to be good and take calls. You guys, just press 1 because if you don't press 1, but the yellow thing is stupid, in my opinion. But 859, I'm going to get to you. Hey, Silo.
Hi. How are you
guys?
Hey,
Silo. Hi.
Hey, Silo.
Hi. Well, I'm good now that I have my little rant. I mean, by the way, you guys, that was one of my rants tonight. Just thank God. You guys are not going to get us.
Look, you know what? I hate sports, so you can whatever. I'm not going to argue with you.
I don't even watch football.
I don't
football.
I don't like either.
A football. Oh,
ESPN
football
and
my TV.
Well, I grew up with, you know, my uncles and my grandfather was very into it. So either you watched it or you would be kicked out of the room for them can, you know, watch their game in peace. So that's why I learned, because I don't want to get kicked out of the room. I am not good when people kick me out of the room. Thank you very much. Allie's on the line. Cool. Hey, Al.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm sitting in the bathtub.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, okay, just
nice.
So you guys know, this show can be, you guys can call in from the bathtub. You can call in from the, okay, I'm going to forget. Okay, that's going to really be, we have another call. God, you know what, Silas? If you're out there listening, thank you for promoting the hell out of the show. I owe you one, Silas. So maybe Silas will call in tonight. I mean, I don't know if he is.
Silas
this
needs
will
to
be...
promote the hell out of my show.
Well, but...
He might not
but,
know about it. Does he know about
well,
it?
Well, no, because...
You'll get there.
No, because Silas... Cyrus thinks I'm brilliant and wonderful, and Chris is going to promote me, but he should promote Allie and Lays on Radio. But Lays on Radio doesn't really need to be promoted, since Chris is so wonderful at Lays on Radio, and Allie's good at the Rand Room, and okay, I'm bringing on the blog caller. She has her hand up or whatever. Hi, you on the air with us?
Hi, this is Alva.
Alva,
hey, ladies.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, you guys. How's things going?
Things are going pretty good.
Good.
Yep.
Let's see. There's another block caller, people, but they haven't put their hand up. So if you're a block caller and you're calling and you're also in this album, please tell me so I can bring you on my way. Okay, you guys, I only have two words. Let's try not to talk over each other and interrupt each other. And my other word, okay, we can swear, but right now using the F word might not be the best idea. But, so let's start off with, did anyone read from We Love the Soap Guys, this 10 most something in daytime? Hold on, let me get it. I have too many windows open on this thing, actually. The countdown to 12 biggest blunders in daytime soap history.
Oh, I didn't hear of that.
I didn't read it.
No?
Oh, well.
And who is
we're
this?
Number,
who is this?
We Love the Soap Guys did an article on, 25 biggest blunders in daytime soap history. And was it O.J. Simpson, Women in the Workplace, reality TV, or did they just kill themselves with one bad decision after another? You decide. I'll count down to the 25 biggest blunders in daytime. I've been trying to get to the whole thing, but it goes from number 10 to 1, and, you know, I love the Soap Guys, but they put number 9 as hiring Brian Fung to run ABC Daytime and Subnet. No, We Love the Soap Guys. You should have had him for number 1. You know, that, in my opinion. I know. We got another call. Hi, you're on the air with us.
Is it me?
Yeah.
It's Kathy.
Hey, hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
Kathy.
Kathy. Hi. I've been waiting. I was on there.
Well, you know what? I thought it might be you, but the other thing was on, yes, so I was waiting, but... So, no, I read this article, but the thing is, this lists the 10. So I cannot find the whole 25 list. But putting Brian Fong in...
What magazine was it?
It was welovethesoapguys.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if I was on there, I'm not telling... I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm just saying, if I wrote the article, it would be number 1, Brian Fadden, and then number 2, Kelly Monaco, and number 3, Breaking Lays On. And but I do feel like sometimes the O.J. Simpson trial way back then had a very bad thing with the soaps. I mean, I remember we did not get the soaps until 1, 2 a.m., and we live in Seattle. They... Yes, so much, and they broke him for stupid things. And come on, people, you know, I'm sort of glad they were on the run that night because it was at night. The boys got to miss their playoff game because of what O.J. Simpson did. So the men got what the women has been having for like years and years and years. But in my opinion, I think. No, O.J. Simpson was a bad thing for us, and I think some soap people never went back after the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, they did say that the O.J. Simpson
trial really changed daytime. It changed the news. You know, 24-hour news became very big with that particular case because it was so sensationalized.
Yep.
But, yeah, I agree.
The calling number is 347-850-8721. Well, I forgot to do it in the beginning. Now I feel bad. But no, I was just reading the article. And I'm like, and they had number 6 on the article, Marlena's possessing on dates.
I hated that.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, well, I was like 15. I was 16 or 17. Way back, I don't remember. But that freaked me out. That storyline freaked the heck out of me. When
I mean, as bad as that was, that outweighed Franz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry, but Marlena's possessing discounting people because you saw Marlena's body float.
And with those eyes.
On the bed.
Yeah.
And,
even if Franz wasn't number one, he should have at least beat that.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
And so, I mean, that's what I personally think. I mean, You know what? They need to stop doing this. I feel sorry for all the New York people and the Boston people that was getting interrupted about the hurricane warnings and whatnot. I know it's very, very serious people, but come on. And I do not like things at the bottom of the screen. It's very annoying. Who thinks the thing at the bottom of the screen is very annoying? Because I do.
Me too.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather have them do that than interrupt them.
Well, that's true. But do we really need to know every time
they
have a call?
You know what they do here in Boston when there's a news break, if they don't interrupt our shows like every other day, they put the news on the big screen, and they put the little bit of the soap up in the corner.
Are you serious?
In the box.
Oh, now that's
right?
A good
they
idea.
They put it in that little box. Yeah.
They put the little box with the soap, and they put the whole screen of the. We have one. It's like happening all the time. There's a news break for something. I'm sorry, a policeman got shot this week in Boston. It's a terrible, terrible thing. A policeman got shot. It's a terrible thing that he got shot in the leg.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing, but do we need to break the show up?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be frustrating.
Not really.
Yeah,
it would.
I mean,
he didn't die. He went to the hospital. He's
right.
Okay. In fact, he was in good condition when he got to the hospital. He got shot in the leg. The whole show was broken up. I didn't know because I wasn't recording. I wasn't here to see it live.
Right.
It broke up the whole show. I didn't record it.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
I'm not being.
You're not. I agree with you because here they break in for like the. I don't want to call it the stupid thing, but come on, man. You know when Mount St. Helens like erupted years and years ago, but if Mount St. Helens get to the little point of like it's erupting a little, they have to tell us. And I'm like, can you wait until the 5 o'clock news?
The news comes on here at 4. So 4 o'clock, we can't wait till 4. I mean, 4 o'clock after General.
Who's watching TV? Oh.
We can't wait till 4? I mean, he's still going to be okay in good condition at the hospital. We can't wait till 4. And I missed so much of One Life to Live, and I didn't know what happened on all my children. And then I went to watch it later on because I wasn't home, and I looked, and you know, so much of it is gone. And I said, oh damn, now I have to record it at 1 o'clock on SoapNet, and you know, then I can't watch it till the next day.
Oh, 562, hey Tail.
Hello, hi. So I can always say I'm 30 minutes. What time is it?
It's 7:19.
I'm on a little break, so I can only stay on for a couple minutes. But
oh,
I don't even know what's going on. I'm just far into my show is turning back on, like Vampire Diaries next week, and the new show, The Ringer. The Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar is coming on
Tuesday.
That
looks good.
That
looks good.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I know.
Sons of Anarchy was awesome, can I just say.
I watched that one. I saw that. I went on YouTube.
If you like
Liaison,
you should watch. You should watch
that couple on there.
They are how Liz and Jason should be written. They are exactly Liz and Jason in prime time.
Really?
Yeah.
What show is that?
Sons of Anarchy.
I gotta find out when it's on here.
I mean,
it's on
like
Tuesday nights on FX, I think, at 10.
Yeah.
Tuesday nights, yeah.
Tuesday night. All right.
It's really good. Good show.
You know, at work, I brought somebody's calculator at work, and it was Monday night. Yeah, I lost my calculator. I just started on Thursday. I was so careful with it. I had it. I put it somewhere and totally misplaced it. Then I was doing a big sale the other night on Monday, and I borrowed a calculator, but he was gone, and I left it with somebody that I told, because I didn't know he was going to be off the time I was off. And so I told him the other day, I go, oh, did you get your calculator? I left it, and he's like, you're supposed to give it to me. And so they're not letting it go. They keep, you know, teasing me about it. Like,
no.
I stole his calculator. I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm not borrowing any. I was like, I'm not borrowing any calculators from anybody else anymore.
Well, but now you have two of them, so I say don't worry about it. But clock out? But you don't have to clock out for the 10-minute one, do you, for your break?
No, I don't have to clock in or out for 10 minutes. I just have to go sign my name or write the time I left for that. And I still feel like I'm still learning it. I'm still trying to get the hang of everything. I'm getting better at it, though, but... Yeah, I just
You will be great. Oh, and by the way, it's 7:21. I just don't want you late.
Oh, 5. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to go, so I'll talk to you guys
later.
Bye,
Taylor.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Call me when you get done with work.
I will. Okay.
Is anybody excited about this new show coming on? It looks like it's going to be like a nighttime soap. It's called Revenge. It's coming on ABC.
I
want to
see that. Oh, yeah.
I'm curious. I think that looks fantastic. I read the script because they have the script downloaded. You can download it for free on Kindle. It's awesome.
Oh, you guys, hold on. We have another block call.
Oh.
So block call, people, just press 1. Stupid block talk. But I'm excited to see Revenge because the girl in it was on Brothers and Sisters, and they can't see Brothers.
I love that.
I love her from Everwood because that's my show.
Yeah,
I love
Everwood
it.
Was great.
Oh,
I like that too.
Loved Everwood. That's why I watch Rookie Blue because Gregory's on Rookie Blue. If I could get two of them on a show together again, because you talk about chemistry, those two had chemistry.
Yeah. I haven't watched the Rookie Blue from last night yet, but I will be. I love Rookie Blue. I find it really good. Oh, and another one you guys should be watching too is I am going to really mess up the name, but Weed Zoe and Iris on.
Oh, that's a good show too.
Guys, it's on TNT, I believe, Mondays. By next week of the finale, but you can always catch it anytime. But I love it. I feel in love with that. And Against the Wall on Lifetime. And Drop Dead Diva. Drop Dead Diva is really good, too.
And Castle. You can't forget Castle. I love my Castle.
I know. I never started watching that, but I have seen a few, and it is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of, really good shows, you know. But I'm excited to see Revenge, like you guys, because it looks really, 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 really good. Okay, we have another call. Well, hey, David.
Hello.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Hey, David.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Oh, boy, am I glad to be home.
Hello. How was your family home? Oh, whatever you were doing.
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. I haven't had a chance to even tell you yet. You're jumping the gun.
Okay, fine. I'm a good little hostess.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I was promised that the plumbing would finally be working. This is a Vermont camp where we didn't have plumbing up there. There was no electricity for years. We finally had electricity about 2 years ago. And there's no cell phone coverage up there. New cell phones up in that part of Vermont are still considered newfangled things, so there's no cell coverage. No internet service for 20 miles.
Oh, my.
And when I got there, the pump was busted. So 4 days of no shower. Let me tell you, I was channeling. When I got home tonight, I was channeling my inner Medea and saying, glory, glory, hallelujah, as the hot water came down.
I don't blame you.
Don't spoil anything about the stove for me, because I have GH on my DVR, and the rest of the stuff I'll be watching on SoapNet.
When you're on a pump and you lose it, it's awful.
Oh. But anyway, the good news is that there was no real damage to the property. Just one tree fell down. One tree fell down, but it was down by the water, so.
Excellent.
Yep, and it rained most of the time up there, so we couldn't really do much.
Yeah,
I did, however, make my annual pilgrimage up to Cabot and picked up some cheeses and such.
Okay,
yeah,
how has that to be?
My girlfriend called me and said that she was going into her neighborhood and that she was like, oh, my God, and I'm like, what?
What?
And she said there was a tree had fallen into these people's home.
Oh, my God.
It just went into the home, and I hopefully no one was in there, you know. Hopefully nobody got hurt. But it was like, it's just been awful here.
But anyway, so since there's no plumbing, you have to make do outdoors for the bathroom.
First thing I don't like.
Well, number one is easy. Number one's easy. But number two, the toilet doesn't have pressure because the pump's broken. So you have to go outdoors or behind the woodshed to do your number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's rustic. It's rustic living out there. And like I said, the plumbing was supposed to be working.
I could not do it. I'm sorry.
The plumber screwed up. Remember, I've been doing this for years, since I was a kid. We'd go up there to the family cabin. So we've been going up there for years. And we used to be able to do it just fine, you know, bring up buckets from the lake and bring up water. But unfortunately, I can't do that now with my back problems, and I fell down a flight of stairs a couple of years ago. So
are
now
you
I got
okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. But the thing is, I have a little ankle problem. It's all muscular. I've never broken a bone in my entire life, but I have muscle problems like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, so I can't really do that heavy lifting stuff anymore. So when we finally called the plumber and said we get plumbing in, that was great. I was looking forward to being able to finally have running hot water, if it was pond water. But the point is, the pump failed.
Oh my gosh!
So there was no water. We couldn't use the pump for anything. The pump just wasn't working, so no running water. So, I took it with good humor. When I had to go to the bathroom, I said to my roommate, "Life's a crapshoot, and right now I need to shoot crap."
Okay.
See, I would have gotten in my car and left.
Well, you know, you see, I'm used to that kind of. I grew up. That's my upbringing. We spent summers at this cabin, and we loved it. Everyone loved it. The kids loved it. You wanted to go for a swim, you jumped right in. Of course, nowadays I know all the kind of stuff that's in those waters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, fish poop in it. No, thank you. I'd rather go to a nice pool at a gym.
Yep.
Because I know what's in nature. I'm like, fish poop in that.
Yeah. You know, it was so much easier when we were kids and we didn't know all this stuff.
I know.
No more fun.
I was sitting at the dock and I was thinking just that. as I was sitting by the water, I was thinking, my God, the stuff that we didn't know when we were kids
right.
made life
right.
so much simpler and easier.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
as we grow up, people tell us all this shit to scare the living daylights out of us.
Yeah, and you think,
whether we
want to
know it or not.
Exactly. I mean, but David, I am so sorry if it were me and you can think I'm snobby.
Don't apologize, Carly. You know, different strokes.
But,
everyone's used to their own comfort level. Granted, I had Twitter withdrawal symptoms by the third day.
Oh, baby.
But you know, hey, it was okay. It was only a couple of days, and you know, it wasn't too bad. I mean,
I think I'm more like a princess.
The only problem that I had with all of this, the water problem didn't bug me. the fact you had to get buckets of water for the toilet, that didn't bug me. What bugged me is the roommate. I had roommate problems.
Aww.
A man snores like a chainsaw.
Oh, man.
He's a real crab.
Okay,
when it comes... He started crabbing about
how
much...
David, I have to bring on the next caller, so hold on.
Okay.
Because I think I know who he is, and if it's not, I'm going to be disappointed. 443, you're on the air.
It's Candace.
Yes.
Candace! Welcome
like
to the party.
Like I said, if it wasn't you,
I was just filling
would...
everybody in on my vacation. Welcome to the party.
I'm David, sweetheart. I don't call that a vacation. I call that a hill.
We need to take you out to hell, Carly.
No.
Oh, come on. I grew up on a farm, but they had plumbing. You know, they had a lot of good things. I just don't think I would be a good little camper.
I'm going to take you camping, Carly.
No, I am never going camping ever.
I love the outdoors. Don't get me wrong. I love the outdoors and I love camping. It's just that these days, with my muscle problems and my back issues, I need indoor plumbing. But I didn't mind the fact that there was no indoor plumbing because I grew up dealing with that before. And it was always easy, you know, relatively. But what really bugged me was the roommate situation. Because this is a guy who complains about how much gas is being spent to get somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
So we couldn't really do any sightseeing.
I love
to go traveling around to see some of the countryside up in Vermont, you know. Because, of course, you know, as you know, Vermont had been hit by the storm and everything. I want to see how people were recovering and everything, see what kind of damage had been done up in the area. You know, there's not much else to do up there. There's no cell phone coverage. They're supposedly putting in a new cell phone tower in the Joe's Pond area. Now, for those of you who don't know Joe's Pond, this is all up near St. Johnsbury and Cabot, Vermont area.
So, just
to give you some idea of where this location is, and there's mountains, gorgeous mountains all around. This is God's country.
Cool.
You would fall in love with this place. You know, if you saw some of the scenery, some of the beauty that's out there, wouldn't care that there was no plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
A beautiful day.
You guys, we need to get back talking of primetime soap. And I do want to talk about the CMA announcements, you know. And then if in overtime we can hear more about Davis from the event, so...
I was just going to say, my idea of roughing it is staying at a Holiday Inn as opposed to a hotel.
Yeah. Mine too!
Oh, gosh.
Mine too!
That's my idea of roughing
when I was young. I could do that when I was younger.
No.
I can't do
no
it
camping.
Now.
Camping with no cell phone. No laptop.
Oh, gosh.
But
no,
you know the thing of it is, since there's no major cities within 20 miles, within 50 miles, so you have beautiful, beautiful starlight views. You can sit out there by the campfire and you can look up at the stars and literally see all those stars that you normally don't see in urban areas.
And you get eaten alive by the bugs.
That's my day.
No, what you do is
well,
you,
I would spend the day
get,
in,
get some
in
of
the
that
wilderness
stuff is called,
and then
it's
go
called,
at night
to
the hotel.
It's called
that.
Yes, that's how I would do it, too.
Girls, this is what I did. Girls, this is what I did, and I swear by it. What you do is you get yourself some of that off clip-on stuff, and it'll keep the bugs away from you. They will not touch you.
Okay. Let me clarify about that. I'm gonna be the person to say this. I used it.
Me too.
Yes. And I still got like the mosquitoes. Like I was tough.
Yes.
I did it. You know what the worst part was? You know what the worst part about camping with no electronics was?
What?
I couldn't watch soaps.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mind being a snobby little person and no camping. No. No roughing it. No. I'm sorry. I had a very good mother who, when she was growing up, she was made to go camping a lot because of my grandma is a little evil in that way. So, but when we got older, our thing was roughing it at a Motel 6, people. So, you know, we rented a beach house every year down in Cameron Beach that had like three stories.
Went to the KOA.
You know,
nice.
Now, the problem is my family is thinking of selling the cabin because of one problem, the taxes. Alden, Vermont raised their taxes because they put in a new high school. And now taxes are out of this world. That cabin used to pay $250 a year in taxes, in property taxes. Well, how much the property taxes for that place is now? $3,000. $3,000.
Wow.
All because of that high school. All because of that high school they put in.
That seems
everybody's
extreme.
Property taxes went right through the roof. So now the family's talking about selling it.
Oh, that's sad. Is that anywhere by Stowe, Vermont? My cousin lives in Stowe, Vermont, I guess. And
yeah, we've driven by Stowe on the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we drove by everything. We've been to, you know, I'm sorry,
cool.
I'm trying to bang my TV. It has this weird loose connection. It's an old TV. So I'm trying to get the reception in.
Okay.
This is cable television, and I have to bang it to get the wire to connect.
Okay. David, you
I
need
just
a new
wanted to
TV.
Say one thing about the bugs. About the bugs.
Go for it.
Take bounce sheets. Bounce sheets will keep the bugs away. I swear.
I also heard Listerine for mosquitoes. Put it around on the ground around you, and it'll keep them away.
Yep. We do all that stuff. We do all those old country remedies. We do all of those out there. It is great.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it out there. It's sad when I had to leave. It was sad, but you know, I'll be back again, and that's not a big deal. It's just, you know, going up there is a sacred time for me. It helped me recharge a lot of my batteries, particularly when it comes to the whole soap issue. And I am so fired up on all of this now.
Oh God. Okay. Remember, David, I have been in 95-degree weather. Carly's crabby, and she doesn't like to be interrupted, David. But, I just want to say to Kansas, you know, this whole Victor Lowe thing is still bothering me, and you were the one a couple months ago saying, there will be two Victors, or they will be twins. Okay, but
what?
I keep hearing that maybe Victor is not really dead. Okay, and if that's the case, and I cried for nothing, I'm really going to be really freaking ticked off at people.
What they'll probably do is, I don't know, but what they would probably...
David, I was asking Kansas. I was asking Kansas about it, okay, because...
Well, I have news
for
you too, Carly. I have news for you too that you'll be happy about. Well, this has nothing to do with Victor, but it is about One Life to Live. Your John and Natalie are going to online.
Yeah.
Liz going, and so is Victor. I didn't hear Natalie was.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
I heard it confirmed today.
I heard
Michael
Vicky and Vicky and Blair.
I heard it was confirmed today that Natalie is going.
So Trevor St. John is Trevor St. John is definitely going to be going to the new One Life to Live.
No,
but
I don't
Victor
know anything
is
about
alive.
Trevor St. John. They're
waiting for the last hour or two, I guess, confirm that one.
Okay. So who's all coming to the PP project?
No one knows if he's coming.
Who?
No one knows if Trevor's coming, but Victor
yeah,
is
no
alive. But Victor is alive.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Fucking shit. I'm sorry, but no, you guys didn't see me Sunday night. I was crying. I was not okay. I was beside myself. And now they want to say, oh, Victor never died. Okay, folks, stop doing this to me. It's not good for my heart. Thank you
but
very much, Sam.
It's a soul
dear. Listen to this. Pam sent a message telling Trevor St. John to join Prospect Park's One Life to Live. She said, One Life to Live will never be the same without you. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just saying,
don't you
Carly,
think they wrapped us the body
right.
pretty quick?
Carly, just make sure you know that if my idea is right, if my prediction is right, that's, what, two and two for me?
Okay, you know what? I'm just saying, if it's right, I will be happy. But I will still be pissed that they did this. Yeah, before we get back to the souls, Denise in the chat room asked me who's nominated for the CMAs, and I want to run down that list. And just so you know, I didn't have to kill anyone in Astro this week, you guys, because I was going to, and you know what? It's okay, because now I don't have to. Okay, I'm going to go down the list. Okay, so the Entertainer of the Year is the category that I'm loving but hating at the same time, just because my three little crushes are on it, and Taylor Swift, who's my ultimate favorite singer right now, is on it. So we have Jason Aldean, guy, he has
Woo!
A good body. Brad
hot.
Paisley, Brad.
Yes, my Brad.
Blake Sultan, Taylor Swift, and hunky Keith, Keith Urban. So I was very surprised by that Entertainer of the Year because, you know, last year Lady A was on it, but.
I'm just happy for Jason Aldean.
Yeah,
shout
me
out
too.
To Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Okay, so I will read the new artist category. But okay, people, I'm a little happy with that, with this list because. Another cutie of mine that I'm kind of in love with is also on this list. Okay, new artist is the band Perry Band. And if you haven't heard about them, people, go check out their stuff.
They're
are really good.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
Yeah, Luke Bryan.
He
got it for new artist. Eric Seuss, I like the Thompson Squirrel, and Chris Young. Okay.
Ooh,
We are going to the female vocalist of the year category. And for me, I feel like, oh shit, there's too many I love in this. And now I don't know who I want to win. So people, it's not fair for Carly. Female vocalist is Sarah Evans. I love Sarah Evans.
Ooh.
I love Miranda Lambert, which I love. She's really good, I think. Martina McBride, which I love her. Taylor Swift, I cannot say anything bad about her. I know almost all her songs by heart, but no, I'm not singing them for you people because I have no voice. And Carrie Underwood, which I was happy. And
I'm
then
going with Sarah. I'm going with Sarah. I hope she made a comeback. So
yeah,
I'm hoping she wins.
Yeah, for male vocalist of the year is Kenny Chesney. He's so cute.
Who?
Kenny?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny. And Bob Paisley, Blake Shelton. Okay.
I like Brad Paisley.
I want Brad to win Entertainer of the Year. That is my man. I will fight to the death.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, Blake.
We're going to see him
Blake
again.
Also got it, and Keith got it for male vocalist. Listen, you know, people have read, it took the name that was Zoe Strait was not on the list year or Alan Jackson was, you know, kind of surprised me. But I will let that go for a moment. Vocal group is, you know, and you guys, I don't understand. Well, I do understand, but I don't understand how they have vocal and then vocal duo, but that's okay. Vocal group is the band, Perry Band. Lady A, yay, I don't have to kill anyone. Little Big Town, Rascal Flatts, and the Zac Brown Band.
Yes, I love Zac Brown.
Okay. Vocal duo, the Civil
War. Carly, the difference between the band and the duo is a band, they actually play their own instruments, and then a duo is just two people.
Oh, okay. Montgomery Sesney is back on for vocal duo, which is really good. Steel Magnolias, Sugarland. I love.
Why did they nominate anybody else? Sugarland's going to win it. They win
I love Sugarland.
I know. And
you
know, on the Thompson scale.
No, I love.
Oh, Lady Annabellum Gospel vocal group. Yeah. And people, you know, it's weird. Not seeing Brooks and Dunn on the list. It is so weird not to see, you know, that. I mean, not to.
We all like country music.
Yeah, well, thank God.
I like country music, but I'm more into rock and roll. So.
Me too. I like rock and roll. I like to keep it open, though. I like to know everything about everything.
Too.
Yeah.
No, I listen to country too, but I'm more of a rock and roll. Like Pearl Jam is my, they're my band, so you know.
I like Bon Jovi.
Oh, I love Bon Jovi. Cannot go wrong with Bon Jovi.
I like
Springsteen.
No, who I love?
Yummy.
Guys, you know who I love? Dolly Parton.
Who, David?
Who?
Yeah, I'm this.
She is very talented.
Who?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I love Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a block number you on the air. Welcome to the party.
Woohoo! Every time you say that, we'll start doing that.
Woohoo! I thought it was a dog.
Okay, but you guys, we still have a little list to go. The singer of the year was I'm Happy for Sarah Evan, A Little Bit Stronger, Cold Weather by the Ducks. Band. Don't You Want to Stay with Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson.
That's a really good song.
Honey Bee by my little boyfriend Blake Shelton. I know Miranda's married to him, but I have a little crush on him. And then Blake is ever on Twitter. People just tell him about this song and tell him that he needs a come on here, because I want him on here. And If I Die Young, the band Perry got it too. Album of the Year, It's All About Tonight, Blake Shelton, My Kind of Party, Jason Aldean, Taylor Swift for Speak Now, Brad Paisley for This Is Country Music, and
Brad Paisley.
You Got What You Give by the...
I'm going with Brad Paisley.
I would pick Brad for everything. So.
You know what? Me too. You know what?
Yeah,
I like the way he lives his life in True Life.
Yeah.
Well, I just think he and Kimberly make such a cute couple.
They live a good Christian life. They're wonderful people. They're very happy.
Yeah.
I love their life.
Yeah, and
I just got, I got mad when I went on YouTube because they were like, I was watching some videos with him and Carrie, and, you know, Carrie says that they're like brother, he's like an older brother to her, but of course everybody's like, oh, well, his wife must get so upset because he acts like he's so in love with Carrie Underwood and all this stuff.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh,
God,
oh,
I'm just
oh.
Not married.
Oh,
I'm not married.
No,
I was like,
she loves him like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
She's not married.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Musical event of the year is actually Walking Away with Alan Jackson and the Duck Band. Coal Mile Daryl with Loretta Lynn, Sheryl Crow, and Miranda Lambert. Don't You Want to Stay with Jason Aldean with Kelly Clarkson. Old Alabama with Brad and Alabama.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song.
And you and Tequila by with Kenny Chesney and Grace Potter with you guys. I'm in love with that song.
That's
and
a great
music,
song.
Music video was I don't agree because Lay Dance is my most fun music video that I wanted to be nominated with Just a Kiss by Lady Annabelle or Back to December by Taylor Swift, and they did not listen to me, people, and I think it was very, very bad of them. And so, in the music,
Taylor Swift will win. She always does. Don't get out.
Yeah.
Don't,
she's
I don't know why.
Music.
Well, don't say
musician.
That to Carly, because Carly's a fan, but I love Taylor,
so that's all the list.
She's from Philadelphia. Why is she a country western singer?
Well, she's not. She went over to pop, but they still put her in country. She's
still
No,
she's still in country music. I'm sorry, it's not okay.
I think she talks instead of sings to me. She talks more. She's not my favorite. I'm not a fan.
She's not my favorite either. She's not my favorite either.
Well,
but you know what? I think she's a good role model for these young kids. Look at the Lindsay Lohans and people like that. I will give her that. She is
I will
a good
give
role
her that,
model.
Too. I agree.
She's a good role model, so I will give her that.
Okay, so we need...
Someone
Yeah, we need to talk about the soaps, too. Young and the Restless, if anyone's
please don't,
watching...
Please don't spoil what's upcoming because I haven't watched anything yet while I was on vacation.
Sweetheart, David, I haven't either.
I watched nothing
like,
today but General.
I saw General today. I love my Elizabeth, but man, she's stupid. Why in the world would you go into a dark alley and...
Spoilers!
Sorry. Oh, you guys!
Who?
David, I haven't watched it yet.
Who?
Well, David and I...
About them?
I haven't watched anything yet, and Carly hasn't either, so please, spoilers!
Well,
okay.
I don't care if you spoil it or not. I don't watch it.
I just believe, okay, but the YNL had me thinking, oh, my God, Tucker is Devon's father. So Tucker.
Oh, that was a big reveal.
Yeah, Tucker slept with a drug addict.
Oh,
so
no.
Whatever. I'm like.
Okay, seriously, I'll just say that was like the worst story. I'm sorry.
I like it. I like it because,
yeah, but
you know,
Tucker's not going to know.
I'm not the biggest fan. And Tucker, I think Tucker needs to go back to day, live a life.
Tucker needs to go back now.
I mean,
Kayla
is. I mean,
well, Mary
Evans is going
back.
She's coming back in, what, November?
Yeah.
November, something like that. So, yeah. But that whole Tucker storyline, like, I am sorry. Like, they should have brought somebody else onto the show, or they could have had somebody already on, you know, other than who they had, because that's like, come on now, like, you really just, like, everybody called it from the beginning, like, oh, yeah, they won't, you know, you suck a son. It's like, that was, I don't know. I'm just saying,
I was very surprised by it, but,
but you watched, you watched YNR, Carly, because isn't that spoiling it?
I don't care about why and all the people spoil, but I just want to say, Christy, I know you like Matt and Liz, but Sip, this hoping they won't take any farther. I will say this now. You know, I don't think they will get married. I'm sorry. And I believe Radon is coming, you guys. We just have to get through September. And David, I'm not really spoiling anything. I'm just giving you my prediction. And I just think we just have to all stay on the coast, call the common line, everything. I believe our couple is coming back to us. And I believe that, you know, some...
You're cutting out.
Yeah, there's a connection problem.
Okay, yeah, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, you
sound bad.
I hate whether it's been doing that, but no, I believe that Sam, you know, Samuel just was finally coming to her, and anyone knows who's what's wrong with Christina. Cass Casino, I haven't watched it, but I think they are going back to the cancer storyline with Christina.
No, it's something, some artery. She has some, it's like a bone marrow thing. It's in her, it's lodged in her artery, and it's going to cause her to not be able to walk.
Yeah. No, it's it's a vertebral piece that broke off from her spine. It's a vertebrae that broke off part of it, and it's pressing on her spinal cord, which is pressing against the main artery that's cutting off blood supply and oxygen to her head. That's what's causing all the fainting and everything.
Wait, Carly?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to get off the phone right now because I got to take care of something, okay? I'm going to try to call back. Are you guys going to do this?
Yeah, we will. We will be on for half an hour more. I mean, we get 8:30 is like the cost, so we're on for another 33 minutes.
Okay, I'll call that.
Lexi.
Okay.
Lexi Antworth writes to me. She writes to me on Twitter. She always answers my tweets, and she always writes to me. And I didn't really send her a tweet for a long time. And then she writes to me one day. I don't know why. She picked me up and wrote to me, and she said she was going to be in some scenes with Ethan, and she said, then I won't be on for a month. So she wrote this to me like a couple weeks ago. She said,
Kathy, if you ever do Twitter again, tell her to come on the show. We would love to have Christina on the show. I love Christina and
cute.
Ethan.
She's cute. I don't like Molly, but she probably would.
She writes to me. I don't even... You know, I told her, I wrote to her a couple times and said I love her with Ethan because I do. I want them to be a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And you know what?
He's not that much older than her. He's
not
that much older.
And if people are out there want to say that, she's so much younger, not really. And if you really think about it, no, look a little over, what, 10 years apart, or am I wrong or not?
There was an age difference.
He's only 23 or 24.
Right.
She's 19.
And she's 19, yeah.
So it's not that big.
I don't mind Christina. It's the girl who plays Molly. She's totally a J-Sammer, so
yeah.
I'm like, oh, whatever.
Well, you guys, Molly might be coming back on Daytime After Dark this fall, you know, yeah, but no, I agree. I think Molly needs to, go find her little boyfriend and leave, you know, that worst couple of the year.
But isn't she a good actress?
She is. I feel bad because they're writing crud for her. You know, they make her this way, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
So she's a Team J-Sam in real life, too. She's a Team J-Sam, and the actress is a Team J-Sam in real life.
Oh,
she is?
Yeah.
She made a sign for them for their video and all that stuff. So, yeah, she's a Team J-Sam.
Well, I'll tell you, Lexi probably wouldn't be either way because she's that kind of girl. She is the sweetest, the nicest kid. She writes, you wouldn't believe it, she sends me DMs.
I'm not faulting her. She can like whoever she wants, you know. I mean, we all can like whoever we want.
But like I said, you Kathy, yeah, if you end up tweeting her, sometimes this Carol, all of us on Daytime After Dark loves Ethan and Christina, and we would love to have her on to talk about it because I love Christina. I think Lexi Inglis is so talented. And by the way, you guys, I was watching Gilmore Girls the other day. And
my
you
favorite
guys know,
show in the whole world.
Well, and Kathy probably knows this, Lexi Inglis was on an episode of Gilmore Girls. When Luke had, you know, the softball thing, or, you know, he was coaching the softball or anything or something. So, yeah. But
I
love
watched that show twice, the whole thing twice. I love that show.
I tried to get into the Gilmore Girls, but Lauren Graham grates on my nerves like there's no tomorrow, and I thought, oh, I can't do this. So it was, I mean, I love the premise of it, but I just, and I love Rory, the girl who plays Rory, Alexis
but you
Fidel,
have to
I love her,
but
she I can't
grows,
stand.
Lauren Graham grows on you. You have to watch
no,
every single
I have
one.
Tried to like her for years. She has been on many different shows, and I have tried to like
her,
and I've never.
I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
She grates on my nerves, so. I will pass.
I love
Gemma
Goose.
I saw it twice, the whole thing. Every day it was on the repeats. I never saw the original. It was on the repeats. I couldn't wait till it came on. Couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. Love the show.
You know, that was
well,
like
that was me
and
Everwood.
Well,
Everwood.
Yeah,
I loved Everwood.
You know, I loved when they had Seventh Heaven and Gilmore Girls, like, Seventh Heaven was on one night, and then Gilmore Girls was on the next night. And this was before I had my TiVo, so I had to be at home because I didn't trust my VCR. And I have, I mean, I own, I think I got up to 6 seasons of the Gilmore Girls. I want to finish and gain the whole thing, but I love the Gilmore Girls. And I love Lauren Graham in Parenthood, too. I'm looking forward.
I love
forward.
Parenthood. I love
yeah.
It's coming on next Tuesday.
Oh, it's next Tuesday. Okay.
We all like who we like, and we dislike who we like.
Tuesday it's on, this week, coming up.
You know what I didn't like, what I don't like what they did with Molly. I hate kids being in grown-up situations. I don't like kids being in their business. I'm like, you're a kid, you need to be with children. You don't need to be in adult situations telling them, oh, how they should be in love. And I'm like, be a kid. You know, and that's the only thing I hate about it is that they put her in that situation and she shouldn't be in there.
Well, they needed pimping.
Okay, I'm going to say something about Carly today. Now, I'm not a huge Carly fan. I like Laura Wright when
oh
they
my
write
God. Okay,
well
okay.
for her.
Kathy,
she's crabby.
Is it
don't
bad?
Say it.
Is it bad? Because if it's bad and
no.
I love
not
Carly.
Bad.
No, I love
it. It's not
no, I
bad.
Love Carly.
It's
I'm
wonderful.
Listening though.
I love today's Carly.
Okay, good, Kathy. You can talk now.
I love her.
Yeah, I do wanna.
When she was
yeah. So what do Carly do now?
Well, I don't want to say. Then it spoils.
I don't care. I don't care. It's about Carly. I don't care. It's about Carly. I want to know.
Okay. I guess I'll tell you. She talked to Jason, and she pretty much told him exactly what she told Sonny. And, of course, Jason jumps in for Sonny's sake. You know, oh, you
see, see your mother fat. Sorry.
Sorta.
Yeah.
Sorta.
Okay.
But the point was is that she really has turned a corner on being looking out for her kids first instead of
yeah.
Sonny. So
yep.
I loved it.
You
I
know,
loved
and the
it.
Thing.
She
yeah,
wouldn't
and
back
thing,
down.
The thing
and
is,
hopefully
the,
it lasts. Hopefully
yeah, hopefully, yeah.
You know,
I do too.
But you know what? I am loving. Oh,
I love Laura Wright.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah,
no,
I do too.
What? No, was like, I love Carly and Sean. I'm sorry, but
they
I'm
are
on
hot.
The.
So do
they
I.
They are hot.
Them,
and what I love about Sean
Kylie,
is.
So do I.
Okay, good. But no, what I love about it is. you know, Sean actually takes the time to actually listen to her and kind of, you know.
He's perfect for her.
Yeah,
that's
he
what
is.
She
and
needs.
What, I,
that's what she needs.
What I love about it is, you know, Sean knows he's going to make mistakes. But the thing is, Sean has his own issues with the,
I love it.
The post-traumatic thing that Sean has, I just find them, oh, God, they are hot. And
they
you know
hot.
That, yeah, in that liaison scene, you guys do not rewatch it a lot because if you rewatch that dream sequence of from that Friday, you will end up taking a lot of course hours like I had to because I rewatched it and, you know, I loved it. You know, I loved it. But then I saw it on Monday, and I wasn't freaking out because I know we are going to get a couple. I've been in General Hospital went in this really good direction. I feel liaison coming. I'm not worried about that. But if they get a triangle between Carly, Sean, and Sunny, I find really interesting and sexy. And if they get my other couple,
Sam,
Ethan and Christina.
Get down. Sorry, I'm talking to my cat.
Bad kitty. But no, if you know, yeah, then all my couples, you know, and yeah, I love Maxie and Spinelli, don't get me wrong. Spinelli will always own my heart. But, you know, will I be sad if Christina, you know, I mean, not Christina, if Maxie had to find herself going back to General Hospital along with Jason Cook, I would be okay with it. Just because, you know, I mean, yeah, Liz and Matt can be friends, but that's all they are going to be. And, you know, Matt needs to find someone else. You know, Matt, take Lulu
totally
out. Take Lulu
Mac?
Out.
Oh, Mac?
No,
Mac.
Maxie.
Oh, Maxie.
Yeah, Matt, you know, because they were the Wizards on and Bill, so, and come on, their family needs them over the days of her life, you know, with the Demira Brady Houghton feud, which I feel like is going to be really good, and I cannot wait until the end of September for Days of Her Life.
I think it's getting better now. I just noticed, I've been more interested in it right now with the Chloe thing. With everything
yes.
that happened, I think the new writing. Well, I don't know
yes.
if it started. I think it has.
I think
it's getting better.
Kathy, you watched Days of Her Life from like almost the beginning, right?
The day it came on. The day it came
yeah.
on.
Okay, so no, what is confusing me a little is okay. And Maggie married Victor. Hoping who will be related again, and Jennifer, I mean, but not Jennifer, just Hope. Am I right? Because I really want Victor and Maggie to get married. I love Maggie and Victor. I love their chemistry.
I love it.
I thought, you know, if they get married, Victor, you know,
Victor yeah. would be Hope's father-in-law.
Oh, okay.
No, would be Hope's father-in-law.
Okay. Well, I love where they are going, and I love where they are going with Daniel and Jennifer. I'm in love with.
I feel bad. I feel bad. Crystal Chappelle is leaving because I like her. I feel bad she's leaving, because I'm a fan, but I like Bo with, I liked Bo with Carly, but I'm a
yeah.
Bo Hope fan, because I like Bo and Hope because I watched it from all those years,
mm-hmm.
so I like Bo and Hope. I do like
yeah,
Bo.
Yeah,
I do like Crystal Chappelle.
I love Crystal Chappelle. I love her. I wish there was a guy for her that. That
yeah.
I wish they didn't let her go because I think it's stupid they let her go.
Yep. Oh, you guys, we have 3, 2, 1. Denise is on the air with us, too.
Oh, good.
Hello.
How's Hello. Everybody doing? Hello, Denise.
Hi.
I have missed you.
Hi, Denise.
By the way, I totally have missed you on here lately, and
I
yeah.
have missed you too,
I know.
Carly.
How you doing, Denise?
I'm good. I'm real good. Just enjoying the show tonight.
So is all the kids back in school now, or when I mean, my, yeah.
It's great, yeah. It was
yeah.
a lot of work this year. Yeah, I got a junior, and then I had one going into middle school, so it was a lot going on for a couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, my mom and grandma was getting my niece and nephew school supplies on Monday when they had to be, you know, for Tuesday. I'm like, Mom, we were never last minute. And my mom looked at me and goes, honey, when you have five kids, that's how much my brother has, five kids, sometimes you leave things to the last minute. And I go, but you have four kids. And my mom's like, you're not helping. I'm like, okay, but no, I mean, they were so, well, my 8-year-old Annabelle was so excited because she gets to go to a new school. She's in the genius program or whatever. But my 7-year-old Sophie was not looking forward to going to school. And I asked her why. And she goes, well, what if some of my friends don't come back? What if, you know, I'm like, you can't make, you know, new friends and stuff. And she wasn't in a good mood about school until lunchtime when a really sweet little girl, you know, came over and sat by her and ate lunch with her. And, you know, then my little nephew started kindergarten. And I asked him if he liked it. He goes, yeah, I ate paste.
No. They're still doing that.
Can I read? They're still eating paste. We were just talking about that.
Can I read a tweet that Robin Strasser wrote? Carly?
Yeah.
Okay. She wrote that it was retweeted. She said, this is apparently what Brian Fromm said. So what? It's only a soap. And then she said, what disappointing ignorance. It's rumored that this is what Brian Fromm said to Ann Sweeney.
Great. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad she publicly said that.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Brian Franz has a Twitter account?
No, Brian Franz, this Robin Strasser wrote this. He told Ann Sweeney when they were, I guess, talking about this stuff, he said, so what? It's only a soap.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could say what I'm thinking.
But that makes sense. I can't
even say it.
You know, it just confirms what we think of them.
Yeah.
Have we all seen Brian Franz's favorite things, Carly? Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, it was really good. It was really good. Oh, and you know what? I will say again, Susan Lucy, you are my hero.
Yes,
yeah. You know, I'm glad what she said, and also what Erica Slazak said also. It was like, it was showing them. It was showing probably the other castmates who haven't been on for 40 years plus. Come on, it's okay to say what you feel, because I feel like Babe had this wife syndrome over there
like,
for
yeah,
such
Silas
a long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, I'm copying from Cyrus.
Yeah.
But, no, I just feel, like, good for you. And so I, you know, I want to go out
and
buy
the... Don't believe but you
a
heard
woman.
What ABC said, right? You heard what ABC said after you know, Lucy put that in her paperback, that epilogue in her paperback. They said that, what was the exact quote? It was something like, what a
She's
shame to... it's basically what a shame to how to cap off a wonderful career or something.
Yeah.
Basically
an
saying
epic,
that she had no career after
career
that.
Like hers.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
don't believe the story that she's not going to Prospect Park, because she said don't believe the rumors. So that what is it?
ABC is trying to eliminate her
what
power.
Was that site?
To,
yes, exactly.
What was that site that set a date? I forget the site. some site that said she wasn't going. That's
yeah.
not credible.
Yeah, I read that too.
It's not
yeah,
credible.
And you know what? And you know, I don't know if Susan Lucy's gonna do Desperate at the same time, but there was one with Jesse was going to you
she's
know
not going to Desperate Housewives. Mark Cherry said she's not coming to Desperate Housewives.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is the last season for Desperate Housewives anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's only a year, but, you know, I think, for you know, now I won't run out and buy the paperback of Susan's book just because, Red in the Room goes, especially since Fonz gets away with calling actress ugly and fat, demeaning women, and no one in ABC scored him. That I will never, ever, no, he wasn't fired. He wasn't even slapped for that.
No.
They don't even talk about it.
No, it's like a secret. It's like one of those secret little things that they don't want to talk about because, you know, and, you know, they all, you know, Brian Fonz, you know, knew what he was doing. Like I've done episodes, you know, I watched in a monologue just to know that Brian Fonz had a lot of premeditated things going on in his head. So when he did the murder of two soaps and when he's responsible for As the World Turns going,
no, he had nothing
know,
to do with As the World Turns. In other words,
I'm sure if, you know, he was not busy, he would probably found the time to do that too. This guy needs to, you know, that's why I'm glad that, you know, let the two talk shows that he came up with fail, because I'm sorry, I don't know anyone who's going to watch a cooking show and then a diet show one right after another. And, you know, we already have the Food Network, which I love things on the Food Network, but now I cannot stand Mario Batali.
Okay, you got me going now. This is my passion right now, is to throw Mario Batali as far under the bus as I can get him.
He won't
that
fit.
That man is a criminal.
Oh, yeah, he won't fit.
He's stolen from his employees. I can't stand the thought that he's the one that's going to be on TV in place of our shows. Forget about the rest of the cast. They're putting a criminal. He's a crook. He's a son of a bitch who's stealing from his
employees. Who's a crook? Who's a crook? He's a crook. What did he do? Who's a crook?
I was away. Go on Google. Google his name, and you will find he is right now in the middle of litigation with 27 of his employees that are suing him for stealing money from them, for not paying them their right wages, for taking
their tips. I didn't make sure I didn't know that. I just did my fun.
You know what I feel? I feel bad about. I always liked Michael Simon. He was my favorite chef on Food Network.
He put himself in a really bad place putting himself on this show, and I really believe he knows it.
Michael
Simon,
like him.
I really believe that he's starting to realize, whoa, what am I doing?
He's one of my
but
likes.
But I need a paycheck.
He's one of my likes on Facebook, my Facebook page.
Yeah, I follow him.
I like him.
As a matter of fact, I jokingly told Mario Batali one night that he should consider washing his hair. And Michael Simon tweeted me back.
Who would want him?
Maybe I'll wash mine too.
Who would want him to cook food for you? I wouldn't eat from his plate.
I'd burn his shoes.
He's
first.
A scumbag. I'm sorry.
He's a scumbag.
I have a question to ask. If Franz has a plan, as you say he does, and he wants to ruin everything, do you honestly and truly think they're going to change General Hospital? Because if they change it, then the ratings go up.
You know what? No. You know what?
General's gone. General's gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to go off and next.
You know what? I do not want to hear that. I do not want to hear that right now, okay? I'm trying to wrap my head around AMC and One Life to Live, so right now.
Well, General's gone.
But you do know it's true.
No,
it's gone.
It's gone
next year.
It's gone. You know what?
General was
gone. I'm not listening to that.
The only way
journalism of it is we can hope. They're not going to be able to save all my children. I can't see it happening. We have a chance with One Life to Live, and by then we'll know what they can do for General Hospital.
The only way General can stay is if this chew of this revolution bombs.
It wasn't a bomb, but they have two other shows in the wings waiting for it. And what happens next September is ABC is giving back the time slots to the affiliates. It's up to the affiliates as to what they want to put on. So because General is on ABC, if the affiliates don't want to show General Hospital at 3 o'clock, it has no time slot.
They don't have to.
They'll show Katie Couric. It's on at 2 o'clock here. And, you know,
But the affiliates are the ones who are going to choose what they want to put on, not the affiliate network. I know, and the affiliate here knows
that Bobby got backlash for a bunch of other things they've done here. So I don't think that
you're
breaking
up,
Carly.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, but
I hate this weather. I hate this weather because it's making the phones. But no, I think, you know, I'm going to just wait until next September and not worry about it because right now, you know, AMC and One Life to Live is ending and it's sad. And I trust that Gavin's going to be giving us a really good storyline. I'm trusting that Jason and Liz will find their way back together. I'm just going to go with the assumption right now I'm enjoying it while we have it, you know, make sure it's recorded, and, you know, I'm just going to just say right here that I'm putting my, you know, I have faith in Gavin. Maybe a lot of people don't, but, and, you know, half of the spoilers you read right now, it's coming from the other camp. So, in my opinion,
there's a good thing, too. Prospect Park wants to get a network, wants to get a station that shows soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in negotiations to do that. So, if they got a network that shows soaps, of course, I think General Hospital would go there. So,
and
that's a possibility.
And trust me, General Hospital has always been sold as the top bread earner from the three soaps.
I agree.
So when Prospect Park made that deal to get All My Children and One Life to Live, they're not publicly admitting this, but they made a deal to get General Hospital as well.
I agree. So if they
they're
get
not
going to
say it until they officially cancel General Hospital, but trust me, Prospect Park, General Hospital was thrown in there.
I agree. I agree.
100%. Where they wouldn't have picked up One Life to Live and All My Children.
And if they get it, they want to get a station to show these. They don't want it just online now. That's
I agree. Yeah.
And if they get a station, we're going to see them.
Okay, what's going on with the soap coupon? I know it's ended, but do we know? Does anyone know how much the soap coupon's buying?
I don't think we've finished
know the exact total, but I know that we're somewhere around over 8,000. And it's moving into the colleges this month.
How many?
We're definitely over 8,000.
That's it? 8,000?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I handed out the coupons at the Pork Chuck event, so many people did not know anything about this. So, I'm like, yes, I was shocked. I'm like, well, have you guys heard about the grassroots effort by Cassandra? You know, so I was amazed. No, I haven't heard anything
Cassandra did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
she did. The Globe ran it.
So are these people that aren't online? You got to remember, not everybody's online.
No, they're
online.
all young people.
That's the whole thing. Not everyone's online.
No, these are all young people.
But the Globe, well, see, not everyone buys the Globe.
It depends on where they go, though. It depends on what, you know, what.
But these
are probably on Twitter. I don't know.
I think most of them are soap fans. That's why they're at Pork Chuck. But I just was shocked when and they go, no, I haven't heard anything about it. And so I try and explain a quick version.
Well, the problem is if they're not online and they don't know about it, then and if they don't read the Globe magazine, then they don't know.
You know what? I would never have known about it. I just got a computer last August. I would never know, and I've been a soap watcher since the 60s. I would never know about it.
I
never would read the Globe. Never would I buy that.
Right.
So I would never have known.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, the Globe, you know, people, you know.
Well, I just don't do tabloids, period, so.
Yeah, before I forget, Allie had a go, but her phone is dying, and no one would let me talk. That's not true.
It was a great show, Kylie. It was a great show.
Yeah, but let me remind Pete about the Rand Room on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Utah and 10 Eastern. So, yeah, and Ladies on Radio, I think Christy, when is that coming
back?
I'm not
Christy.
Christy,
about
is the job good?
Oh, yeah. It's going well.
Good.
Pray I grow some serious muscle because I will need them. pray about that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure when Lee's energy is coming back, though, because I have limited internet at my place, and I have to, like, travel to a McDonald's or a Starbucks to get a better connection.
Oh, God.
So,
okay.
No, I'm really internet. I don't really have internet.
I know the feeling.
Off someone else. So.
I don't know for sure when it's going to take place, if it's next week, but Silas is moving his show from Tuesday night to Monday.
Right.
Well,
so
yeah,
Monday
and Thursday.
Oh,
because
okay.
of a lot of,
yeah,
I think
Monday and
of
Thursday.
I think he's moving it because a lot of Sons of Anarchy fans were like, Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. Well. Okay.
And I don't know when I'll be doing soap chat again. I'd like to do it soon again, but I just don't know when I'll have time to squeeze it in.
Okay. Well. I'm not gonna have a soap Monday because it's one of my niece's birthday, but I know I'm having a soap Friday. But crap, Cyrus, if you can have a soap Monday. I can I have it on Monday because everyone will be over at Cyrus's thing. Crap, Cyrus.
Well, his show comes, yours is at 10 also, I guess, right?
I don't listen to Cyrus, so I don't know.
Well, Cyrus's show is fantastic. I love Cyrus's show.
What is his phone number?
For the show?
His calling number? I can get it for you. Hold on. I'll put it up.
I got that right here, guys. Silas's phone number for his show is, let me just pull that up for you. My apologies. Right here on my iPod.
Let me get an ink pen, too. Hold on. Are you going to call in, Christy?
Okay. His show is 347-202-0928.
Say it again.
Silas's show is 347-202-0928. And if anyone wants to email me regarding soap chat, they can just email me at my email address. It's right on my Twitter page. It's same. It's intodust77@shortmail.com.
What's your
phone
Twitter
number
name?
Again one more time.
What's your Twitter name?
Are you on the chat board? I put Silas's number on the chat.
Yeah.
I'm not on the chat board.
It's 347?
Yes. Hold on. Silas's phone number for his show is going to be 347-202-0928. That's Silas's number.
Okay.
And like I said, I don't know when I'll be doing my show, Soap Chat, but you can email me, and I can email you guys back dates when I'll be available to do so. And my email address is intodust77. That's I-N-T-O-D-U-S-T. Into dust, then the numbers 77 at shortmail.com. And just remember, keep it to 500 characters. That's why they call it shortmail.
what's your Twitter address?
Same thing. It's into dust77.
Not your Twitter address. You're on Twitter. What's your
Twitter name?
Twitter
name.
Into dust77.
Right.
Oh, okay. And anyone who has anybody who has Twitter can also have short mail for free. It's connected through Twitter. You sign in with your Twitter sign in and you have free email.
Dave, we went off live feed, but I was just gonna say I will be back next Friday because Candace.
So you're
Candace?
Not going to have
shows
on Monday?
Well, not this Monday because my niece's birthday and I have to go, and if I don't go on the birthday, I'm in trouble, so.
I'm just saying, I probably won't call in on Mondays because when Castle starts, that comes on at 10 on Monday, so I'll be watching Castle.
I might not be on next Friday because I have something I have to do, so I probably won't be on next Friday, so.
Well, I don't have a line, so I'll call.
Okay, good.
I'll be here.
Good.
Carly?
Yeah.
We got to mention about September 19th.
Oh, yeah.
The World Turns and Dotting Light tribute.
Yeah, September 19th. And then I'm having, what?
Carly, are you going to do a show on the 23rd?
What day is the 23rd?
That's the last day for all my children.
Yes, I'm having a show on the 23rd. And then on the 26th, on that Monday, I'm having a very special guest from AMC.
What day?
On the 26th of September. You know, the Monday after AMC wraps up.
I can't call in on the 23rd either. Oh my God, I have to go overnight to a wedding. Oh, I have 2 weeks I can't call.
Are we just gonna talk about all my children then? Because that's also the day for the dreaded day.
On the 26th, the day, I mean, it's gonna be the first day without AMC. I'm having a very special guest. I'm calling on Monday, and I'm interviewing her, and, you know, I'm very excited about it, and...
You're not going to tell us.
Okay, fine. Amanda from AMC is coming back on.
Oh, you're going to ask Michelle again?
Oh, cool. Oh, I can call that night.
Okay.
I can't call for 2 weeks now. I can't call next week or the week after.
Okay, you know when you have the wedding, sometimes they're boring where I could, you can call us from the bathroom. But I called us from the bathtub. I mean, this show doesn't have any,
I have an overnight, I have a whole weekend wedding. I can't believe I have to go, and it's causing me a lot of money, and I don't like it.
Oh. Well, I'm a maid of honor in a wedding in most, but it's here, it's local. I'm the maid of honor. And I have to give a speech, but I'm also doing the bachelorette party, and, you know, and so, yeah. I would love if Robin Strasser came on here. I would love it if Robin.
She would be a riot.
Oh, that would be a hoot.
She would be right.
So anyone that follows her, just, you know, tell her about the show because we love her.
I'm gonna tell Lexi, but I'm not gonna tell her yet because I can't be on.
Oh, yeah, well, when, yeah.
Selfish.
Good idea.
Hashtag selfish.
What was that? No, but yeah, we said that Denise put the post to get Robin on the show. You said, you know, tell Silas to help us with that. He loves me. He thinks I'm amazing. So, Silas, help me get Robin Strasser on here because I have loved Dorian since day one. And, you know, having her gone off One Life to Live that early, oh, my God, I cried. I cried when...
Well, we can hope that she'll sign on with Prospect Park.
Didn't you love her and Dorian and Mel? Weren't they great?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Dorian and Mel. I was so mad when they killed him off.
I really do.
I love Dorian and Vicky.
I really love Dorian and David.
Dorian and Vicky are a great team.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I love those
two. And, you know, when they gave each other a hug goodbye and, you know, I loved it. I mean, I just, like, no more Dorian and Vicky fights. This is sad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I loved
it. That's so wrong. But,
she'll be back.
Know.
She'll go. She'll go to Prospect Park. Watch. So many people are going to go that we don't think are going to go. They're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know
and
it.
I think that Prospect Park is the best thing for them because if they're away from ABC, then they can't, excuse my French, they can't fuck up the shows.
Right? We are off air, so it's fine.
And there's not that many shows to go to right now that they're going to get jobs. There's not that many.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. There's only a few more shows left.
You know who I want to see just for like a little cameo? I just think Michael Eni and Drake Hogerson would be funny.
I want Nancy Lee Grand with Michael Eni.
Oh,
oh
my God,
that would be
so funny.
Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's my ideal couple. I want them together. I don't know if
Gemma
would ever think of that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Wouldn't that be a great couple?
Yep.
You know, somebody was saying on somewhere, I forget where they were saying, but they were saying that when All My Children goes off, so for, General Hospital will probably try to get Rebecca Buttig, and even if Kelly Monaco left, they'd put Rebecca Buttig with Jason.
That's funny. You know what?
I don't like Rebecca? Well... I don't like it with Ryan that
much.
I don't like it with Ryan that much.
Okay.
I don't either, so, yeah.
I've always been a Greenlee and Ryan fan.
I haven't watched All My Children that long. I haven't watched it that long, but what I've seen of them, I'm a little tired.
Well, they're
a wrong couple.
And
Greenlee.
They're a wrong couple.
I like, what about Kara with David?
That's wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see today's show?
No.
I haven't known.
Oh, my God. You're
pregnant. Is she pregnant?
Oh, God. Is she?
Okay.
I'm out. If you don't want to hear it. Yes.
I'm hanging up.
Wait. Who's hanging up?
Who's
pregnant? She pregnant?
Just walk away from your phone.
I didn't want it.
Your phone
if you do not
want to
hear it.
I didn't want
good
it.
Good night, you guys.
Who's
pregnant?
Good night.
Bye.
Can I say it now?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Okay, what
still here.
If you do not want to hear this, then back away from your phone. Put your phone on mute. Computer people, turn your volume down. There you go.
Okay,
go.
I'm saying it. Yes.
Oh, he did.
Who's pregnant? Kara.
I knew it when she was having the symptoms. I've been like, oh, man, she's going to be pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch it. I haven't seen it.
Hey, Carly. Everybody?
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to have dinner. So I'm gonna get off for the night. But
so you told us and you're leaving.
Well, it's been over an hour and a half, girl. So
I know.
I gotta go eat dinner and talk with my roommate. So my job kind of never ends. So
okay, text me later, Chris.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.
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 Bye. And Okay, if Colin's pregnant, is it Chad's baby or David? Oh, did Karen and Chad ever do the deed?
No, Chad never did anything.
I thought they did. Well, it can't be David this quick. It can't be dated this quick. They just did it the other day.
I'll bet it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, trust me. I'll bet you anything.
You know what? I just want someone to take David down to, like, a den somewhere and lock him in.
But didn't you like the way he was with Kara the other day? Didn't you like
that? Yes. Yes.
Anyway, I got to get going, so I'm going to say goodnight now, guys.
Good night.
Night, David.
Didn't you like that personality he had
with
Kara?
Yes. I hated David, but I really like him with her.
And I like Tab with her. Am I?
Yeah, me too.
Now,
I like Tab with her.
I didn't watch All My Children for years. It's only been a couple of years I've been watching it.
So you didn't, you never saw the Tad and Dixie.
No.
I have to say,
I like Tad with Kara better than Dixie. Am I a terrible person?
You know who I loved Tad with, and I can't even think of her name. Oh, Crystal. I thought Tad and Crystal, you know, were very cute together, too.
I loved him with Kara.
Kara,
I like Kara.
Yeah. See, I don't mind Dixie because she's really doing a good job on her return again, and it's just clicking really well.
I went to the hairdresser.
I've always loved Kara.
I went to the hairdresser's today with a picture of Dixie, and I said I want my hair cut like Dixie's, and I got my
hair cut like
Dixie's. I have short hair anyway, but I love her haircut.
Yes.
And I said, I want my hair. I brought the picture. I took a picture of the TV. And I said, I want my hair cut like Dixie's. I think she looks good. But I really like Tad better with Kara.
So for longtime fans, Tad Dixie's. I was a Tad and Dixie fan from the beginning. So.
I mean, I like Tad and Dixie, but after Dixie died, when she died on the pancakes, I think that's when I was like, okay, you know, and no offense to Katie, because I know she really doesn't have a say in it, but after like five times, you know, it's like, okay, Dixie's dead, right? Like, Dixie's really dead. No, she's alive. No, she's dead. No, she's alive. Make up your mind, people.
When Dixie died, I was sad, but I'm like, you know, Michael E. Knight could, you know, make love to a paper bag as good as he is.
He's my favorite guy.
That is another one that I would love to get on Daytime After Dark, people. I know he's really shy, but, you know,
He is so funny in person. He is so goofy in person. Like, I've had the pleasure of meeting him. And
Michael E. Knight.
Oh, really?
Yes. He is so goofy. Like, he's very, like, how can I say this? He's very hands-on with people. Like, he'll hug you and he'll kiss you and stuff like that. And it's just like, okay.
You know what?
He did that to me. I kind of got a little creeped out, but, you know.
You know what's really sad? He wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars so bad. He wanted to be on there so bad. And they picked J.R. Martinez. And Michael E. Knight wanted to be on there.
You guys, I think we need a campaign for next. You know, the one that...
There's a campaign now. There was a campaign all year. There was a Facebook page.
I'm talking about why can't we try it for, you know, when it comes back, you know, the next season comes back in like
It didn't work this year. He tried. There was a Facebook page. There was a Twitter page. I'm on both of them. I mean, there was all this. They tried so hard. There was thousands of fans.
Maybe they choose Martinez because of his service with the military.
Yeah, that's what
I know.
Think. Yeah, I know.
I know. But Tad wanted to so bad.
Yeah.
He wanted to be on there. I think it's really, really sad because I think he would have been good.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Gonna,
I agree. What did you guys think?
I won't talk about Dancing with the Stars or I'll get on my soapbox, so I'll just keep that shit.
I'm going to watch it, though. I'm going to watch it this year. I'm going to vote for J.R.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm watching an ABC show. Kill me. I'm going to watch an ABC show.
Well, you know what, then kill me too, because I will be watching Grey's Anatomy in Private Practice. And
exactly. I'm going to watch
Grey's
Anatomy. I
wouldn't miss it. No, I will be done, so people kill me too, you know, come handcuff me.
I wouldn't miss Grey's Anatomy at Private Practice, no matter what.
Yeah. You know what, Kathy, you know what I really want to know from Private Practice, the cliffhanger when, oh, gosh, what's him, you know, when he was collapsed with the little baby in the room, you know, why can't I think of his name? Someone help me here. You know, the one
Eric
that collapsed.
Dane?
What?
Eric Dane?
No.
Okay.
On Private Practice, at the end of the season, he had a heart attack. Oh, it looked like something. And,
I forget.
Oh, him, yes. Tim Daly.
Tim, yes, thank you. I will be so pissed off if he's not back, because I love Tim Daly, and I will be
too.
A bit, you know.
I love that
yeah,
show.
I remember my mom calling me, knowing I haven't watched it. She's like, you're going to be pissed off for until the fall. I'm like, why? Because
So I was upset when, what's his name, Del died. I cried my eyes out.
Oh, me too.
Oh, I know.
I cried my eyes out. Yeah?
Yeah.
I was like, enough.
With this little girl. I mean, I'm like, come on.
Oh, I cried when Del died. I was awful.
Yeah.
It was terrible. That was an awful show. They shouldn't have done that.
Yep, I agree.
And the little girl.
Yeah.
Yes. When Dale died,
yeah.
Oh, God,
I love Dale.
Yeah, I love Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy. I know ABC, whatever, but those have been my shows for 8 years. You know, 7 years, I love them. You know, I love Grace. I love Private. I used to love Brothers and Sisters before they took off and broke my heart in a million pieces.
That broke my heart, Brothers and Sisters. I love that show.
That one I never watched.
I don't know.
That stupid Pam Ann. I am boycotting Pam Ann or whatever. Because that's in the Brother and Sister time slot.
But you know what? I think Pam AM is going to be good. I don't know if we should deprive ourselves of it.
Oh, true.
If it's good, why should we deprive ourselves just because ABC fucked up?
I know. You're right.
Excuse my language.
What is that show about?
Stewardesses.
Flight attendants.
An airplane.
What?
It's about flight attendants.
Oh, yeah. See, that doesn't interest me at all.
It might not be about them. It might be about, I don't know what it's about.
In the 1960s, that must
yeah, happen. It's about the stewardesses in the 1960s and the pilots. And
yeah, I
have Richie too in it.
I'll DVR it once, and if I don't like it, I won't watch it. But I'll DVR it once. I'm not going to watch that many shows anymore. I'm not really into TV that much as much as I used to be.
I'm not either. I have a couple of shows that I really
want.
Well, two shows
I
love.
I like
90210. Which one? The new one?
The new one.
Hawaii Five-0?
I watched that stupid 90210. I'm into that.
Oh.
You know what I watched this past year? Secrets of an American Teenager on Family. Do you believe I watched
it? Oh, yeah, that's good. That is good. And, you know, another show, Friday Nights, I cannot miss it, is Blue Bloods. I love Blue Bloods. I cannot miss Blue Bloods for anything.
Well, me, I'm watching these teenager shows. I say, why am I watching these teenage shows?
I
have no clue. But you know what? I have to say, I like them. I don't know why.
I watched all the teenage opera shows, too.
I tried The Lying Game. Have you watched that with Nicholas Cassadine?
No,
Tyler,
is that on?
Yeah, it is.
I got to check that out.
I watched the first two, and I liked it.
What
then
channel
I watched,
is it on?
What's on
like
the family channel, ABC Family.
Okay, then I can get it.
But, you know, I watched the first two, and I thought it was okay. Then last night I was watching it, and I'm like, oh, I don't
You're
think I like
it. Up? Yeah.
I don't think I like it. He's not, he doesn't have a big part. He's in it, but my cat is going wild right now. I don't know what's going on with him. He's the cutest thing you ever saw, but he's
well,
going
maybe,
wild.
Maybe like there's an earthquake coming or something because
animals.
No. Okay.
He's doing it because I'm walking back and forth. I don't sit. I walk back and forth, and he thinks I'm, I don't know what he thinks I'm doing. He's going mental. He's walking back and forth with me, but. No, The Lion Game, I don't think I'd recommend it.
Oh, okay. I got to catch Sons of Anarchy. I'll go back to the first epi to this year and watch it.
I missed the boat on that one.
It's a good show. I mean, you can't go in thinking you're going to ship anybody because of the premise of the show. You know, it's about a milk-fuck thing.
I wanted to watch that from the beginning. I said
I
wanted to watch that.
I'm watching True Blood now.
Oh, really?
Jerry,
my co-host, Rasta and Allie.
True Blood is good.
I missed that, too. I didn't get into that.
No, I didn't either.
I like comedies, too. I like some comedies.
You know what looks really good? Up All Night with Christina Applegate.
That looks good.
Yeah.
When did all these star shows come back? Does anyone know when all of them are coming back?
Like
the week of the
20th. Yeah. 19th, 23rd, I've heard. So it depends on what the show is.
We have to see, we have to see Two and a Half Men without Charlie.
I know. Well, maybe Aston can... Bring it out of the park can be good.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is a
I'm
jerk.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's good. I don't
I'm excited. I hope he's real good because Charlie is an asshole.
I'll try and watch it this year.
Charlie did that to himself.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
funny on that show. The three of them, the combination of the three of them is hilarious.
I'm not a big John Cryer fan.
Oh, well, I'm not a big John Cryer fan, but I love this character.
Everyone's cutting out of me. It sounds like it's cutting out.
Well, I think it's Blog Talk, too, tonight. I think Blog Talk is being mental crazy. But no, I cannot wait for... Oh, but if anyone lost Bones... we'll not be back until November. So if anyone out there watches Bones, you will have to wait until November.
For what?
Wow.
I got tired of that show. I used to love it, but I got real tired of it. And then I found Castle, and I just fell in love with that one.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to the... Parenthood. I cannot wait for Parenthood to come back. Yeah, and then The Ringo with Sarah Michelle Gellar looks good. So yeah, you know
there's
my TiVo.
There's a lot of new ones coming that look good.
You know my TiVo is gonna be so full.
Oh yeah.
I just I mean.
Does anyone know?
I'm gonna get off. Okay,
cause
I gotta get it settled.
So. Oh
yeah,
you
I can't. I'm getting. It's cutting
care.
In and cutting off.
Okay. Yeah. So, everyone who can make it, we are having a show next Friday night, same time, same place. Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Callie, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care on YouTube. Bye, Kathy. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.